can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? Another episode. Big Homie's House. Kicking it with the homies. We got a special. This might be the best homie ever.
Okay.
We got Big Homie Boosie in the building.
Boosie.
How you feeling, Boosie? Pick up the mic.
The big one.
Talk to
the big one, not the little one.
I'm good. You know, I'm always working. So, I mean, life is struggle, but it's a hustle, you know. That's what I like.
It's a struggle, but it's worth it. And, of course, Big Homie JoJo over there. How you feeling? You good?
It's about time you introduced me.
Damn, really?
I'm saying last show you ain't.
That was one time.
All right.
Anyway, man, we're going to kick things off on the porch. Talk about things going on in pop culture and society. JoJo, you got anything on your mind? Heart, you want to talk about? I really want to talk about what I sent you earlier.
About which one? About Kim K saying that Kanye doing more damage in their life than her sex tape.
Hell yeah.
She's some cap.
She been capping all week. She went on a week-long cap tour.
Yeah, she's some cap. Then she said earlier this week that she cried herself to sleep because she a single mama.
That's a big-ass mansion to cry yourself to sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm a single mom, though, so that shit pissed me off, the fact that she said that stupid-ass shit. Because I don't get no help. None. Zero. I ain't need put the nigga on child support.
But so. Do you think that the sex tape is worth what Kanye been doing the last 2-3 years?
Absolutely. What? Do you, I think what?
The sex tape is worse.
Hell yeah. She got a pussy on the internet.
Forever. Boosie, do you agree with that?
Give me $1,000. Nah, head ass.
I think the sex tape works. I mean,
yeah, it is worse.
But it came with what made her. So
we just saying what's worse for her kids.
Yeah, like
for her
kids
to see.
And you got to stand on that. So if you did whatever you had to do to get money in that moment, cool. But shit, it's stuff that come with that.
What you talking about, the Kim shit?
Yeah, this, like doing the sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came with a whole generational wealth. She built her shit up, a whole empire. Kim K before that was cleaning closets.
Yeah, she was.
She was.
She was stealing out of motherfucker's closet, too.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, she did steal from Brandy.
Yeah, she stole from Brandy.
Yeah.
Mm. That, and I think maybe that was the little payback shit. She did. She stole her shit. Then she was like, I'm finna fuck your brother, make this sex tape, get some money, and pay you back.
For sure.
I don't know if that part happened. I made that shit up. For sure. But the part where she stole out the closet, that shit was real.
You just made that shit up. Anyway.
I did it. That shit true.
What you got on your mind to talk about?
Okay, so I seen where Ruby Rose made a statement. She said she don't like dudes who like her. It's a turnoff.
What?
I just said what I said. She said she don't like dudes who like her. It's a turnoff.
So if a guy is... So that means she don't like guys that's thirsty, or she like guys that...
She said she don't like she don't like dudes who like her. It's a turnoff.
Do that make sense to you?
Somewhat. Because sometimes you, as men, we like the girl who we got to chase.
When I said that.
The girl who all, you know, right there for feast. We like the girl. It's sometimes, especially men who can have what they want. It's when you can chase,
I disagree.
I was about to say, I said that. I said men like it, so they want a woman more if they chase her. He don't feel like that.
Nah, I don't. You know, Booze,
that's because you tired of chasing.
Nah.
They'll never bite.
I don't chase. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I talk to people who like me back. I feel like I got a lot of personality. A lot of niggas got to convince a woman to like them. That's really what they think dating is. Okay, I like her. Let me make her like me back. No, talk to people that like you, because it's people that are attracted to you. It's people that you vibe with. It's people that you got good energy with. I'm a Leo, so shit. I feel like I'm the shit already. So why I'm gonna have to convince somebody to like me?
Because she might have a roster. She might have a whole bunch of niggas that she got on her roster and she don't know if she fuck with you yet. Like, she not finna cut a nigga off her roster.
Boosie, you boost a boo right now, 2023. Do you feel like you gotta convince somebody to like you?
Nah, but I like to convince people to have a different perception of me, women.
Different perception of you.
Yeah.
What you mean? Because because people think, you think that the women
they
already
think. Boosie, you know, they just think, a lot of women think, you know, I like to wake women smile. I like, you know, like I'm a, I'm a fucking lover.
What like, you like? You know, no, like let's be real. Like let's tell them what you really like, because they might think you like something else. What is it that Boosie like?
In what?
In women. Her smile.
I like a woman to treat me like my mom. I'm the baby boy.
Okay.
So you iron my clothes and run my water, pick in my face and get my cold out my. It's just I
Yeah, he's spitting. He on some shit.
Man, yeah. if you treat me like, because beauty come a dime a dozen. Everybody,
it does.
You can buy beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to have beauty now. You can't be no. But beauty, you gotta treat me like, you got to, because I know I'm a king.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat me like a king, that motivate me.
Are you motivate you to treat her like a queen, or motivate you to what? Get up and get it.
Treat her like a queen. Treat her like a queen. But the problem I have is, you know, I be wanting my cake and eat it too sometimes.
That's not just you.
And you know, and every woman ain't going for it.
And ain't.
You know, so you know that's why I, you know.
How do you? How is a woman supposed to deal with that though? Like, I feel like it's hard for a woman because I get told all the time, like, I'll meet a man. And he rock with me. He love the shit out of me. He want to be with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you and you only.
What's
like,
your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
But he want to go fuck off with such and such. Like, he go out of town. He want to fuck off. Like,
yeah.
But then he want to come back home to me. How am I supposed to, deal with that? Like, is that every man or?
It's not every man. Is it worth it to deal with? That's what you got to ask yourself.
I don't think you me getting cheated on is worth it.
If cheat with him. You know, if he go out of town,
when I say that,
cheat with him. If you go out of town, put condoms in his
cheat with him. Like, be like, it's okay. Go ahead and cheat, babe.
No, well, I mean, if you can be, I don't know what's your
form of cheating.
Your form of sexualism. I don't know what you know. So that all comes with the man you pick.
Okay.
You know, if you pick a man and you're not with what he's with,
mm-hmm. then why
maybe
you
have the wrong man.
Oh, y'all standards of communicating how y'all relationship operates.
Okay, this is how
be
I
on
think.
The same page.
I think if a man
cheating to you may be different than cheating to me.
Okay, so I think that if I'm with a man and that's what he want to do, I think first he needs to tell me that first. Like, first, don't let me fall in love with you and this and that. And then I find out that you're doing all this other shit. Now you want me to be okay with it. That's going to be hard. Because now I'm thinking you a liar. Now, like, my feelings is all involved. I'm hurt and shit. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to control my emotions like that. But if you give me an opportunity in the beginning and you be like, this is what I want to do, then I can tell myself, give myself a pep talk. Like, okay, bet. Like, I know what I'm getting myself into. Let me do it. But if my man decides to do that, cool. You want to go talk to other women, hang out with other women, whatever.
You be okay with that?
As long as he cool with me doing the same thing. And I mean, like,
do you really want to do that though, or are you just doing it to do it?
I do.
So you want to talk to multiple dudes?
I'm saying, like, I don't want to talk.
Are you a get back woman? Are you a?
Yeah.
I used to be. I definitely
a get back woman.
I used to be for sure. I definitely used to be a get back type person. Like, and you would never know when you find out you're gonna be in there. Shitting on yourself because you can't get out of bed. But that's just the truth. But when I say, like, let me do what I'm gonna do, I don't think, like, I'm not gonna have a nigga and be fucking another nigga. That's not what I'm on.
Right, right.
Like, but
you might be conversating in the DM.
Niggas want to fly me out. Like, they want to take me out to eat.
So you flew that while you're in a relationship?
I'm saying, if you're gonna be over here with this bitch and you want her asshole in your face, that's what you on, cool. I'm okay with that. Just let me, because it's hard for me to just stop talking to niggas, but I stop for you, right?
Y'all should just be friends and lovers. That's all. Friends and lovers.
I think it's just hard to find somebody that you're compatible with, especially like here in Atlanta.
For a minute. Just be friends and lovers. When y'all meet back up, it's spicy.
Mm. You know? That's true.
If you can't figure it out, just, you know, because y'all still care for each other.
Right, I think that's
die,
the hard part.
You'll still cry.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
That's how I feel like shit. If it's not working, you know, you got to take a break. You can't really force some shit that ain't supposed to be happening right now.
I don't know. I'm a very jealous type. Like, I won't be able to sleep at night knowing that he with another bitch.
Oh yeah, you that type.
Yeah, I'm that type.
Yeah, you like, baby I'm mama
be...
five.
Baby mama five. What?
I was talking to myself.
Baby mama five?
Yeah, I was talking to myself.
That man said baby mama five. God damn.
Jonah, do you trust your dude with overly friendly women at work?
Do I trust him with overly friendly women? Yeah. I don't trust them hoes, though. I don't never trust no hoe. Them hoes is devious. I trust my man, though, but I don't trust them hoes.
Why you don't trust hoes?
Because I just said it. Hoes is devious.
Oh.
Hoes is devious. Like, even now, like, women would know, like, say I'm dating Boosie. And there's a bitch around him. You think I trust that hoe? You think she give a fuck about me and his relationship?
Nah, of course. But is she supposed to?
I mean, no.
If you're in a relationship with Boosie, it's on him.
I'm just saying, though, but that doesn't mean that I don't trust him. I just don't trust her. Like, I do think that men can be manipulated, though, or seduced. I definitely think that. Mm. But that's why I don't trust women, because it's so easy for a woman to seduce a man.
Yes.
Yeah, so easy. It's easy for a woman to seduce a man.
It's very hard, though.
Like, sometimes we get...
They don't even know.
We get basically, like...
Niggas will hit something.
Sexual harassed.
Yeah, for real.
Hit something down, I know it.
Like, I'm talking about, like, caressed. I'm talking about, like, you know, you might have a girl just...
Just come grab your shit.
Come behind you in a club and just...
Has that happened to you before?
Plenty of times.
Obviously, he's saying it like he's experienced this shit before.
Plenty of times.
But it's...
I think women, though, I think...
And you have to run. You be like, stop it. You know, like... They will really get you up there, like for real, in the club, like.
Yeah, I know.
Like the shit men do to women, what women do to men,
mm-hmm.
They ass will be locked up. Like, bro, if they saw what we go through as artists with women aggressive, bro. Like,
so women are
especially
more
Boosie fans.
So women are more aggressive than men when it comes to harassing people.
Yes. No, I believe that.
Oh my goodness.
I believe that.
But when niggas do it, it just look creepy. When a bad bitch do it, I don't know. Ain't nobody really.
That's because I believe it's because men, they are sexual creatures, I feel like. I feel like that they are more accepting to some sexual shit.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than women, they not as like, you know, open to some sexual shit in public.
Yeah.
I guess from a random motherfucker. Ah.
Yeah.
Niggas. I don't know. Some niggas might just be like, fuck bitch, why is you touching me? But
you know what? I was
just, but if she look good, I don't know.
Nah. It just reminded me of that shit. You seen that video of the shorty walking around the airport with a coochie out?
With her coochie out?
Yeah.
What the fuck type shit you follow?
It was on the blogs and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying,
what blogs you follow?
Spiritual Word.
That's where it was on?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He had the cat emoji over the coochie. But women could do shit like that, and niggas would still be like, damn, I'd fuck that. Women ain't going to see a nigga walk around the airport naked and then be like, damn, I'd fuck that. You would think a nigga crazy. Niggas was still trying to fuck on the naked girl in the airport. Niggas is horny as a motherfucker.
Yeah, and that's the difference. Men are just sexually...
Absolutely the difference.
I don't know. It's kind of disgusting. Sometimes I wish I knew how horny y'all be. Because I know how horny I be.
How horny
shit
you
is
crazy.
What? So I just want to know how bad it is or like for a man.
Mm. Nah,
I just be wanting to know.
Niggas be horny.
Niggas be horny as fuck.
Niggas will wreck their car looking at some ass on the street.
No, dead ass.
I swear to God, I be riding down P Street. That shit where I be over by Lenox. But what? Cheeks out. About the rear end of motherfucker. Plenty times.
I got
a serious, real serious question, right?
So
we nearing the end of May.
I be horny as fuck too.
You say what?
I be horny as fuck too.
Facts.
But even if y'all be horny and a girl fucking y'all all day, every day, it's not enough.
No, it is enough.
It's not.
It is enough.
It's not.
I'm a Scorpio. It's not.
Damn.
See? It's not enough. What is it? Is it the fact that it's multiple, like different? Is it the thrill that it's just different? Pussies or different girls you looking at?
More options.
It's hard to say no when
you watch your glasses.
A beautiful woman like that, you know, be offering their body to you. You know, it's regardless if you in a in a situation, it's kind of really hard to say no. It's hard to say no. You know, you're looking at that. And most time you can have her friend, like, it's excitement. Like, you know, you wanna die with those memories.
Yeah, that's insane. You know, cause if I say it's just hard for me to say no to the dick, I just him and his friend, like,
you a real eater.
I just want both of them.
Yeah, then he gonna say you, but that, you know, women can't do what men do.
You
yeah.
can't. But my thing is,
that's the moral.
We gotta stop acting like double standards.
That's the moral. It's not double standards.
Stop saying can't. She can't. Because
she can't. No, you can't.
She can't.
But
no,
you will be looked at different.
Can't. Right.
You know what's gonna happen if you do that.
Well, fuck them motherfuckers that look at you different. They're gonna look at you different regardless. Motherfuckers gonna look at you different regardless. That's the fucked up thing. The niggas want you to be the bitch that's the eater. But then when you the eater.
I want to be my eater, not everybody eater.
But you want the eater, though.
Yeah, I want her to be my eater.
That's just
nah. It's not double standards because women have a certain moral for themselves that they have to that was supposed to be made way back in the days. Women have a certain moral for themselves that men doesn't. Like you said, sexual creatures.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Women not known as.
Sexual creatures
like us.
Well, is that because that's what was put into people's head back in the day? Like, how you know that women just ain't always been sexual creatures, but we had to confine ourselves to not be sexual creatures because we didn't want to look.
You just had morals. You can be a freak in the sheets and taking care of them children at home. And you can be a hoe in them sheets.
Yeah, and don't nobody know.
It's just
don't nobody know.
It's just the morals are gone today. That's what's fucking wrong. The morals are gone today.
The morals of women.
The morals are gone today. They've been freaks. You saw freaks.
Right. Exactly.
They've been hoes.
Exactly.
Your mind was all on. They've been fucking, getting fucked, flipped, all that shit. It's just they had morals.
Mm. Do you think they still got morals?
Hell nah. No. JoJo, she was walking out the airport with a coochie. They don't know. They don't got morals.
No, it's not morals no more. It ain't. I have morals, though. I swear I do.
JoJo, they had sucking gasoline pumps. No.
Yeah, you're right. I did see that. That's fucking crazy. But you want to know why these women don't have morals? Because of niggas like you. Because they want...
So a nigga can get you out your groove?
Bitches don't have shit. Some bitches don't have nothing but
their
pussy.
Our fault that they're easing. Because
that's what y'all niggas want. Because that's what y'all niggas want. And y'all put a bitch on for her pussy.
One man broke you, he made you stronger for the next man.
Ooh.
Nah, he made her back stronger.
You take that as a lesson, not as a curse, woman.
Mm-mm.
Man, you can go all day. If one man hurt you, you learn from that man.
What you mean if a man hurt you? Oh, because he's fucking with other women?
No, I'm just saying regardless.
Okay.
Regardless, you just don't. Me and you'll go all day.
Yeah, we will. That's what I said. But see, me, I just talk for all women. I'm not out here fucking every nigga, and these niggas know that. Like, but I know that there are women. I just be speaking for women who want to know why the fuck they can't do what the fuck y'all niggas is doing.
Why do y'all want to do that? Y'all don't never want. I said this a few weeks ago. Y'all only want to do the bad shit. Oh, if he can fuck multiple bitches, I can fuck multiple niggas. Why would you want
to
do that?
I'm not saying that's what she want to do, but if that is what she wants to do, she probably can't because now she looked at as a hoe.
Because it's double standards.
But y'all can be hoes.
It's double standards that benefit women, and it's double standards that benefit me.
At the end of the day, JoJo, we are the men. We got the dick, and we're fucking bitches, and you're not fucking any niggas. That's what y'all saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad we got that understanding.
Got it.
I'm glad we got that
understood. Morals. Yeah.
Yeah, have some.
I got a whole bunch of morals. I got morals.
I'm not saying, okay, I did say
but I'm just saying, what about that girl who got the morals who don't want to have them morals? She want to be a little freako.
Be a freako, but take what come with that.
Just take what come with it. You know, like.
You're free.
Say you're a city bitch. You're
like a city girl and she outside doing all that.
You outside, bitch. If he got a bag, I'm fucking with him.
But that's what I was saying about the women who ain't got shit. I was saying that because, you know. Women see that niggas like fucking, and that's why a lot of women get BBLs because.
So you said women get BBLs for niggas.
I said
right?
That's why a lot of women be getting BBLs. Not every woman
Not
get a
every
BBL
woman, of course,
for
but women
for
do get
men.
BBLs for dudes.
Yes,
I just wanted somebody to say it.
Can you turn your shit off?
It was my mama.
Who was it the first time?
That was my mama the first time.
Oh, okay,
that's
well, anyways,
the second time.
Oh well, what I'm saying is these women are doing these things to get attention from, and I can't even say that this y'all fault. Like, if she, cause she ain't got nothing going for herself. If she want to go and get that BBL to get that attention, and then she want to be fucked on so she can get some bread and get some clout or whatever, like, that's some fucked up shit. But that's what women doing these days. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I'm saying it's y'all fault is because she's that woman is doing it for y'all because that's what y'all like.
So if somebody say I like seeing JoJo jump off a bridge,
you can't say women are doing BBL strictly for men.
I said that there are some women out here that are
women.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, it's not every woman, because there are women out here who ain't got no ass, ain't got no titties, it's fat. They had kids. They want a woman make mommy makeover.
Doing it because their self esteem.
No, that too.
That's the main factor.
So that's not nothing a man can do.
But I
think that does come from a man also.
That's what I'm saying.
Not motivating your bitch, telling her how beautiful she is.
Man, she could tell.
Or she not getting attention from a nigga.
No, Instagram fucked it up.
I was about to say that. You could tell
everybody. Instagram fucked it up. You see this bitch then bought her body. Now this bitch getting money, everything.
You think she getting money.
Well, you think she getting money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think she getting. She's not getting that money that you think she getting.
You're right.
But she's getting.
But she getting them likes, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The likes about as good as money now.
And them views.
But regardless, like, when a woman does that, like, she's doing that to, because she's never been told about her titties.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been complimented about her ass. She's never been complimented about her cheeks.
But,
so she lift them up.
But yeah, you can't even say that, because a lot of women, you know, get those compliments, but it's not from the person that they want to get from.
And the rest of them come from Instagram. Yeah. You see something, you want it.
Well, I'll say this.
I see something, I want it sometimes.
Exactly.
If you see a bitch on Instagram, her lips pouting like that, and you look at your thin-ass lips, and you just got your motherfucking chick. Mm-hmm. You just got a fucking lawsuit.
Yeah.
You gonna pop the fuck out them bitches.
I ain't gonna lie, like me coming to, like, my body's not bad at all, but me coming to Atlanta when I first came here for me to I have a daughter, and for me to make some money before I was doing my radio shit, I was doing bottle service, and I did bottle service in all the top clubs here in Atlanta, all of them, and the girls, like, I'm talking about BBLs here, BBLs there, titties, whatever. Like, I would come to work and bitches wouldn't even be sitting down, like, because they just got their body done type shit. So
yeah, straight to work.
Straight to work. So I used to be like, damn, like, I think I need a BBL. Like, I think I need a BBL. It's going to bring me more money, maybe. Like, even though I was making hella money, like, I ain't going to say how much I was making, but I was making real good money. And I used to think all the time, like, damn, I think I need to get my body done. And then there was people that would tell me,
not even bad. That's crazy.
I know, but I would think that because I seen it. And that's what I thought. And I swear I didn't think that until I moved to Atlanta. But then I had those people around me, those dudes, not girls. I had a couple girls tell me, but their opinions didn't matter, to be completely honest. But yeah. I had a couple dudes that was in my corner, and then they were in, like, they had, like, high-statured guys, and they like, hell no, don't touch your fucking body. You better not. You better not. You better not. You know, so I kept getting told that over and over. So I was like, okay.
I met a lot of damsels who didn't have their body done, but when they saw the girls with their body done getting more money than them,
mm-hmm.
it made them go get their body done.
That's what I'm saying. And that's another thing. It can't be, like, the money aspect, because I know for a fact that girl that had got that BBL was getting more money than me, but I was content with how much money I was making. I was making a lot of bread. So, you know, and I be talking to motherfuckers at the table, like, what up? Shit, what we drinking? Fuck you talking about, you know? So, I was just person.
That was you.
That was me.
But now we're seeing people starting to take that shit out. So, it's just like,
yeah, it is what it is.
I still love a big old lad. I love it.
Yeah, the moral of the story is it's y'all fault. Next subject.
Okay, well, we are we heading towards the end of May, which is Mental Health Month. And earlier this week, we had seen Ja Morant post what he did on social media. And I feel like, damn, now I feel like shit, people came down too hard on him. Like, I feel like the shit was overblown.
I think that him being in the profession that he's in, he could have been a little smarter about it. But I also feel like he didn't break the law.
No, he didn't.
He didn't break the law.
He didn't.
And I think social media always tries to downplay a black man any chance they get. And he was the man. He was the one that was chosen to get picked on at the time. That's how I feel.
sure.
And I feel like, fuck them people. And Ja Morant, get well soon if something wrong with you mentally, hell. Shit. That's how I feel.
For sure. What you think about the situation?
You know, Ja, you know, I won't see him and just, I won't talk to him. You know?
Yeah.
Give him some words of wisdom.
Yeah, I won't tell him.
What, just see where his mind
get
at.
Get your fucking mind, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I won't, I really just won't talk to him. I ain't really hollered at Pops yet. You know, because I feel like it's a family situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I won't, you know, just talk to him like, oh, geez, like, what the fuck you doing? Like, bro, you know what you up against. You know mm-hmm. what's on your plate. You know what's, you know, I know he, them friends doing all that shit, but the boss over everything.
Mm-hmm.
The boss can make you not even bring that fucking phone out your pocket. You know, so, but at the same time, like I tell people, like, I was 23 with $1 million, and I was crazy as fuck. $200 million?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit.
Can nobody tell you shit?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you the breadwinner.
Oh, man. Were you in that ain't position? Too many people can tell you shit.
Mm-hmm. Big fish.
Like, you a big fish, but he just got to chill out, bro. They gonna try to take everything from him.
I know.
Bro. And that would hurt me
right.
to see that. I don't like to see them motherfuckers win like that
mm-hmm.
on us for shit like that. But, oh, man, that's my family. Like, I got a special love for his dad, and that's my boy. So they going through it right now, and, you know, I'm with him. But I need to talk to him and curse his ass out or something.
Yeah.
Nah, that for sure.
If anybody need to come from your ass.
Yeah.
So, Big Homie's Kitchen, Boosie. What's going on? What we cooking up right now, man? I'm looking at the name, but you know, give people what's going on.
I'm finna drop an album.
Boosie finna drop a motherfucking album. Stop playing with this man. Fuck you talking about.
I was about to say, yeah, drop some of JoJo's horns for Boosie, but that's for the radio. But shout out to Boosie dropping this motherfucking album.
I'm telling you, dog.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this new music, man. You've been operating at a high level in the music industry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. We keep it in the stack, man. We talk about, like, we're not talking about album sales, no shit like that. We're talking about relevancy. I feel like Boosie up there with Snoop.
Yeah, we're talking about Boosie. Boosie's this Boosie we talking about.
Boosie's up there with Snoop.
Boosie up there, bro.
Boosie's up there, man. How do you maintain this type of excellence in the music industry for so long? Mm-hmm. A lot of people flame out.
For sure.
Because the real don't die, bro. And my music basically off my life, what I go through in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a life, you're going to always go through shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it into my talent, you know. And that's what I do, bro. I'm an artist. I make all kind of music.
Yeah,
like that's what I do, man. I got a gift to make good music, and
facts,
and people fuck with it.
Yeah, always. That's how my albums do. Like, it's different from other people. Where they have one, two songs doing this. All my songs do this on the album. Yeah. People listen to my
no skips.
Whole shit.
Facts.
You ain't gotta skip me. You ain't gotta go to this song, and. That's what I think kept me irrelevant for so long because my music, it hit home. I got a song for anything.
Facts.
Like, you know, you won't get crazy. You won't cry.
Yeah.
You won't talk about your baby. You want anything you want. You can find me in that category.
And also, I feel like, you know, just speaking to the bigger issue of, like, you know, just us being black and everything like that.
Right.
Like, you know, today is the 3-year anniversary of the George Floyd incidents in 2020. And, yours, like, that's that fuck the police.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was ringing off heavy in 2020. That's not when the song came out. Like, it was an older record, but it just remained relevant. You know, set it off in this motherfucker. You know, you go to any HBCU now, they gonna play that shit.
It is.
Right. Yeah.
How does it feel to be Boosie Boo?
It's hard, but it's worth it, man. I mean, I don't think no rapper in the game get more love than me. I'm talking about from people.
Yeah.
I ain't talking. I'm talking about from regular people.
Mm-hmm. That's because you.
Kids, older people. Like, it's a different love I got, bro. Like,
because you.
Yeah.
Man,
and you going to always be you.
It's different, bro. I can't really explain it, bro. Like, It's not no it, people when they see me, they pray for me everywhere. Like they hug me. Like it's different, bro. But
so with this album,
I'm looking at the name. It's Best Album of 2023.
Yeah,
that's the name of the album.
Yeah.
So it is the best album of 2023.
Yeah.
Who we got on it? Can you tell us?
Boosie. I got my artist Spiffy on there. But basically, Boosie. I don't like people on my albums like that.
Nah, that's cool. We want to hear Boosie anyway.
Kodak and Jeezy on the album. They on the Rocket Man remix.
Okay.
But other than that, it's
some Boosie shit. Yeah. I fucks with
but
it.
That's but when people tune in for you, oh shit, that's it's kind of like us up here. Like if we have if we dropped episode with just us, people still watch.
Yeah, cause I'm picky about my music.
Yeah.
I never was the motherfucker had all them features on his album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have one, two people on my album, and I damn near wanted to take them out. You know, like, you know, when I make a song, I be feeling like my verse could be better.
Yeah.
And when I put an album out, I feel like that album is about me.
Yeah. It's your story. You talking.
It's my story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't be really need nobody on my albums. I be trying to flex and show my greatness.
Yeah.
You say you flexing and showing your greatness, but like you're having some parts of the proceeds going
the Rocket Foundation.
Going to Takeoff's family.
Yeah.
That's dope. Talk about that. Well, like the proceeds from
the Rocket Man. I'm sending some of that to Takeoff.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because that's the Rocket Man.
Yeah, that's dope. You
know, I did the song, matter of fact, but it didn't have no hook on it.
Okay.
I had wrote the verses, and I was just scrolling out on Instagram. You have to take off that. I just kept seeing Rocket Man. Rocket Man? It just came to me. So, you know.
So you just did? You was a real nigga?
I reached out to P, man. P was a take off people.
The foundation?
Yeah, so we can get it to them, you know.
That's so
real
dope.
Niggas do real things.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why motherfuckers fuck with you, because you a real nigga.
Absolutely. Yeah. Real niggas do real things. So, and this drops, is it out or when does it come out?
When we dropping that skill? 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
I got singles out right now. I got the Rocket Man out. I got Black and Beautiful out. That's one of my favorite songs on that.
Okay.
Black and Beautiful.
That's for the ladies?
Yeah, it's about black women. And, you know, I love black women. So.
Black women over any other race?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because niggas be out here, oh, black women too difficult.
Oh, foreign, this, foreign that.
I love black women. Nah, I love black women.
I got to have
a I ain't going to shit on my foreign stuff.
I'm a Southern Baptist. I got to have a black woman.
Shit, me too.
Yeah. I got to have a black man. June 2nd.
Oh,
okay.
June 2nd. Okay.
Cool,
my daughter's birthday.
Cool. So by the time this come out, it'll be just about to come out. We're going to drop this on Monday or Tuesday for sure. Damn, when did rent due?
Damn.
Child support due.
Look, man, I got, I do.
June 2nd.
I do got, I got one more question before we get up out of here, right?
Yeah.
And I only got to ask because you've been real vocal about it. But the Dirk thing that came out this week, he said, basically said gonna a rap. Do you think you can have that type of label in this industry and have a successful career?
Think Gunna might be done unless he go to probably another country.
Damn.
Yeah, because Weezy say fuck it.
He did.
Weezy really out of here.
Weezy say he out of here.
Weezy out of here.
When he say that?
Yeah, Weezy said a couple days ago. I saw this shit. Weezy said you out of here. Everybody saying, hey, you might need to go to, I mean.
He said he working on something.
I don't want no rat to excel. So, I hope he never sell a record again.
I know.
I really hope he never sells another record again. You know,
What if Thug come out and say like,
hey, this was a part of the plan, guys.
Like, yeah, what if he come back
we
and
ain't
be like,
part of no motherfucking plan.
No, but what if he said
you heard
that,
what Thug a lawyer say? We ain't know none of this was happening.
He said that.
This a sneak attack. The fuck you mean? You heard what Thug a lawyer say? Well, Jeffrey didn't know anything of this was going on with Cooper. They're making deals with the. You heard what he said? Damn. Thugger that's, can't come out and say shit.
That's how he said it.
Thugger come out. Thugger ain't coming out saving no nigga. Thugger standing up solid in that bitch.
He ain't say shit.
Thugger standing up solid in that bitch. Thugger ain't finna say that nigga. You think Thugger finna throw that raft out there? And that bitch already sinking?
No.
Okay. No, he trying to build another Titanic. I'm gonna say fuck him in his ass. That's what he gonna say. I'm telling you. Thugger gonna come home and say fuck him. Thugger's a real nigga. He gonna come home and say fuck that dude, dog.
And I honestly,
if Weezy done said these dudes who probably talking to him,
facts.
He just can't talk the fuck up the case.
Yeah, I feel that.
If they saying fuck him, what you think he's saying?
Mm-hmm. Fuck him. You probably saying a lot worse.
Come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. He did that dude wrong, bro. That dude put you in a position, bro. You like, you had one fucking charge, bro.
It wasn't even.
You wasn't gonna get no time, bro. You wouldn't go even get pro. You wouldn't get probation, bro. Like, you know what you did, bro.
A lot of times
he was wrong, bro.
But a lot of times
he now he got to stand on it. Everybody's saying, Dirt said, you know, Dirt ain't curly third. Dirt say, you a rat.
He said what he said.
You know.
I just think sometimes people get into like shit and they don't be knowing what they be getting themselves into. Like, they be pretending like they somebody that they not. Next thing you know, again, you put into a situation.
Pretend. That's why you be you. That's
I know, but I'm just saying, people do that. People do that all the time. They pretend to be somebody that they not. Next thing you know, they put into a situation like this, and now they don't know what the fuck to do.
I be telling folks all the time.
He knew what to do.
Yeah, he knew what to do.
Yeah, he knew what to do.
Shut up.
Niggas like that had that shit playing already in their head. Bro, if we ever go down, I'm coming up out this shit.
But again,
I'm telling you, that shit be premeditated.
That's why I ain't
He's
getting into no.
He's a premeditated rat.
Oh,
I ain't
so
getting
he
into
been,
no
he
shit like this.
Way.
Yes.
He's saying like, he just saying like he knew.
He knew everything what was going on.
And he knew.
He knew everything. And one thing he knew in his head, if it ever come down to it, I'm going to get up out this shit.
That ain't my shit.
Like, I'm going to get up out this shit, bro.
You know, motherfuckers gonna say they self now.
Yeah.
They going to try to get themselves about
that
jam.
It's crazy. Thug got a line in that Killer Mike song with called Run. He say, "This a different type of ship. It don't sink the same." That shit's kind of like, it was kind of important because this nigga Thug too big to sink like the rest of the niggas. Mm. So I think he about to come out. I say that to say I think he about to come out on the better end of that shit.
Who? Thug. Oh yeah.
I hope so, bro. I hope so, bro. Free Thug, free Lucha too. I just talked to Lucha.
For sure. Yeah. How you holding up?
He holding up good, bro. Like, he give me strength. You know, like, when I talk to Lucha, he give me strength because I'm complaining about shit out here. And, man, motherfucker can't even see their kids. And, you know, that shit give me.
Lucha be going a lot longer.
That shit give me motivation, brother, to keep going and try to stay free every time I talk to Lucha.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That just reminds me. Like, you ever like try to motivate somebody and they give you an excuse why they can't be great? Like why they can't take your advice and apply it to their own life?
Some people just gotta learn from falling on their head, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that in life. When you stop not giving a fuck, but letting motherfuckers fall for themselves,
mm-hmm.
bro, when they fall for themselves, they gonna come back to you.
Yeah.
They always gonna come back to you and say, man, you told me. But you going to stress your fucking self out, keep telling the same motherfucker the same thing.
Facts.
Yeah.
I learned that in life. You going to stress your motherfucking self out. Don't do this. Okay, well, motherfucker, go to jail then. Then you going to call me. You got to let motherfucker, then they come out better. When you keep telling mother, you stress yourself out.
That's true.
You going to do that shit now with my churn.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you want to act like, okay, act like that.
They ass gonna come back crying.
Big homie Boosie kicking it with the homies, man. Big homie JoJo over there. Big homie Boosie. And fuck that lady from that Wendy's. Or the gas station or wherever she
no,
was.
No,
oh, that was McDonald's.
McDonald's.
You
yeah,
talking
fuck
about
that lady
with
from
the
that
jelly?
McDonald's that won't get my dog no jelly.
And that's to everybody who out there right now who giving jelly packs out. Stop being stingy with the jelly, bro. Nigga like they sandwich wet, bro.
Or with the mustard.
Nigga like they shit wet, bro. When you bite it, shit dripping everywhere.
What did you get? You got a sausage biscuit?
I got a bacon, egg, and a boosted bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Extra cheese, mm-hmm. extra bacon, the bacon crispy.
Okay, that sounds good as fuck.
Oh, that bitch be hitting. You got to fuck.
I'm going to get it. Then I'm going to get it.
My Burger King meal. Let me check you out.
Okay, I don't know about Burger King.
Listen.
Okay, bro.
Bacon double cheeseburger.
Okay.
Add onion rings and barbecue sauce.
bacon double cheeseburger. Add
onion rings and barbecue sauce. You leave everything on there, the pickles, everything.
Okay.
Add onion rings and barbecue sauce and chop that motherfucking head.
Burger King, we need the Boosie meal on
I've
the menu.
I need the Boosie meal, Burger King bullshit.
But tell me, Burger King, we need that meal. Okay, but tell me the McDonald's one again. It's a sausage, egg, and cheese.
No, it's a bacon.
I mean, a bacon,
and cheese,
egg, and cheese, extra bacon.
Extra cheese, extra bacon, and the bacon
crispy. Bet.
Burger King, get on your shit. McDonald's, get on your shit. We need the Boosie
meal. Strawberry jelly.
Strawberry jelly.
We need the Boosie meal on the menu.
3 packs.
God damn.
3 packs. Sometimes I need 4. And I get the, what the thing they got now? The apple fritter. That bitch be good.
Okay.
Fuck with me.
Okay.
Big homie Boosie, big homie South, big homie JoJo, and we gone.